Hare Krishna. Well, I'm just sitting here with some Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and although they could ask questions in English, well, I couldn't ask the same questions in Hungarian, so I have to pose the question, and it's not a unusual question, common question, how is it that one is meant to focus one's mind in japa, even though one tries and to actually do quality sadhana. And not a new question, but in this regard, my answer was that the quality of our meditation and nam smaran or guna smaran or lila smaran and chanting doesn't depend solely on the efforts we make when we're chanting Hare Krishna. It's like you can't raise children just by teaching them how to behave nicely in school. If the same doesn't happen outside of school, at home, and in between the school and the home, then forget it. They'll just put on a show, and ultimately be ill-behaved. Same thing with the mind. Same thing with sadhana. Sadhana doesn't mean to concentrate when we're sitting down, to finally trying to concentrate when we're sitting down. But it's through all parts of the day, everything that we do, and even when we don't do something, even when we're not doing something. In other words, when we're coming to Mangalartik and singing Samsara Dhavana Lalita Loka, then that's our smaran, that's our absorption, that we're absorbed in that. We're not just mouthing it mechanically, and our mind, and we're still asleep, or worse yet, thinking about something else, but we're doing that, and at Guru Puja, we're absorbed in that, and at Srimad Bhagavatam, we're absorbed in what the hearer is saying. Now, even if we don't think that it's a great lecture, but if for no other reason than the need to control the mind, we listen, we remain absorbed. And when we're cooking, whether we're cooking for the deities or we're cooking at home for children, then we're meditating on how is Mother Jashoda cooking, how is Srimati Radharani cooking, how does Krishna enjoy what's being cooked. So these are, and when, as I mentioned, doing nothing, even when someone's walking home or riding on the bus, but not letting the mind get an inch for a minute, either to quote-unquote space out, in other words, not do anything, or to have negative thoughts. It's as Srila Prabhupada said, the example of the elephant bathing and then throwing dust over itself. So sadhana is not restricted to japa or not restricted to the morning program for a serious Vaishnava. It's meant to be a devotional activity that takes place all throughout the day. It's not just a localized activity. So that's a very important thing to consider. Otherwise, thinking that, well, I'm going to the morning program. In other words, yes, one should go to the morning program, but I'm just mechanically going to the morning program, but outside of the morning program, but in the morning program, I'm not really necessarily in the morning program. And outside the morning program, I'm everywhere or nowhere. As they once said, being a nowhere man. So, but that's not any kind of spiritual practice. Yumam Pashvati Sarvatara Sarva Chatmai Pashvati. Pashyati. So Krishna says everywhere. Everywhere we look, we're trying to see Krishna. We're making an effort. It's a conscious activity. Satatam kirtanam tomam. So Krishna says satatam, always. Always doing kirtan. That means in the pursuance of kirtan, is kirtan our business our whole life. Krishna says one should always be engaged in kirtan. So no, it's not an exclusive practice. If the only time we're thinking of focusing our mind on the holy name and on Krishna is when we're sitting down and doing japa, then we're going to have a tough go of it. It's not going to be very easy. Rather, that effort needs to be expanded throughout the day so that chanchalam himana krishna, so that one is actually in control of the mind. One never lets one's mind divert or go off into sensory or unbecoming realms at any time of the day. And then our ability to control the mind, our meditation, our smaranam, and different stages, it compounds. It becomes a compounded activity, not something that you start over again from scratch every day. So I'm going to contemplate that and think about that seriously. It's not a small thing, certainly not an easy thing. And while sometimes we may be negligent and we may make slips along the path, and that those slips may be of year-long duration or years, but we also need to have confidence that Krishna is the well-wisher of his devotees. Krishna reminds us from within our hearts. He reminds us externally as Vaishnavas and spiritual master. And if we're very, very sincere and we continue to try to get the best out of a bad bargain, namely a Kali Yuga mind and a Kali Yuga body, then Krishna says, Yogakshima Bahamiyaham. He'll certainly give us all assistance, and Tadami Bhuti, he also gives us the intelligence in order to make a success of our japa, and then eventually we'll enter into deepened stages of smaranam and varanam and ultimately samadhi and finally sampatidasa, where not only one has one's spiritual form, but one is able to then, by the agency of the holy name, to return back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.